Hi, I'm here at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm with Anjali and Jonas, who are part of Submarine, the theatre production this year. Anjali, you're the producer of the show, is that right? Can you just tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, we started the run in Bristol in February, and we got permission from Richard Ayoade and Joe Dunthorne, who are the original creators. Joe Dunthorne wrote a novel, and Richard Ayoade adapted it to the screen. And so we fell in love with the film and decided to adapt it to the stage because we thought it might work quite well. And evidently it does, because we're now on our third run. But we've adapted it, shortened it, and kind of made it very Fringe-esque to come to the festival this year.
So how much has it changed from the film? Obviously, the film was a massive, massive success. I personally absolutely loved it. Richard Ayoade is amazing. I can't say his name. So how different is the theatre production to the film?
It's quite different from the film just because we can't, in an hour, have the same amount of material as in a 2.5-hour feature film. So we've truncated it to make it very much all through Oliver's mind and Oliver's point of view. It's very much based on his situation, his perception of his parents' marriage, his perception of his relationship with Jordana, and we've actually excluded some of the other storylines completely, which I'm not going to go into depth because, spoiler alert, you better come and just see the show. We've also got, we're really lucky in that we've got a completely original soundtrack, which was composed specifically for us by two of our artists. And the third artist has given us some of their tracks, which are in an album that is to come out in autumn. So we are really lucky in that everyone loved the film soundtrack. Kind of Alex Turner's film soundtrack is something that we've come across a lot. Everyone's saying, oh, have you got the music? We said, no, but we've got our own original soundtrack, which makes it quite similar to the film in the sense that the music plays a massive role in the play, but it is original to us, which is really, really nice.
And Jonas, you play Oliver Tate, who is the main character. Just want to tell me a bit about him and how you've interpreted his character.
Yeah, so Oliver Tate is quite an oddball. A space cadet, if you will. He's got bags of self-confidence, but absolutely zero sort of social skills. And he keeps all his thoughts written down in this little notebook, which sort of becomes his sort of link to the audience. He reads his thoughts towards the to the audience. And how I've interpreted Oliver, well, the thing is, I haven't actually seen the movie, so I'm...
I can't believe this!
I'm hoping...
Then Oliver will just become a... copy. We don't want to copy the character. He's done something great with the character.
No, I'm sure he has. I'm sure he has.
I'm hoping it's something quite original. But it seems to get a good response. I mean, not necessarily a response that says it was so like the film. It seems to get quite a... I like to think it could be more, I don't know, more vibrant. I've heard that Oliver is quite deadpan in the movie. And I'd like to feel a bit more colourful, maybe.
Yeah, give him a bit more depth and a bit more life.
I think you need that for a theatre production. So I think you can get away with a lot on film, that with the intimacy and the immediacy of a theatre show, you really do need the sort of the sharpness, the colour.
I think one of the big differences between the theatre and our theatre adaptation and the film is the fact that on film you can have a voiceover of narration, and that's such a massive part of the film. It narrates the whole film. Whereas in our stage production, we still have that voiceover, but it is Oliver live on stage. So it's almost direct audience address in the sense that the asides are very much specifically for the audience, or kind of Oliver's internal monologue.
Sure. And we're still in the first week of The Fringe. How has the show been received so far? Have you had any reviewers in?
We've actually been really, really happy because we've had two previews so far on the 7th and 8th, and we've had a 5-star review, which we're absolutely thrilled about. Jonas here got a mention, our cast absolutely exceptional. They really had a good show that night. So I was very proud of them and of the whole company. But we were absolutely ecstatic to have a 5-star review in the first week of The Fringe.
That's great. Well done. And how big is the cast?
We've got 8 cast members, 3 directors, 5 technicians. We've got 8 cast, 3 directors, 11, and then myself and a production manager and 5 technicians.
Great. And for people who are at The Fringe this month, where can they see it and what time every day?
We're on at 8:25 in the evening at The Space on Nidri Street, which is venue 9 of The Space, just off the Royal Mile, every evening except Sunday nights.